SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Những khách hàng tiềm năng của quý vị đang lắng nghe quảng cáo này. Nếu có thể, thì quý vị muốn những khách hàng này lắng nghe những gì về doanh nghiệp của mình? SBS là một trong những đài phát thanh đa ngôn ngữ nhất Úc Châu. Chúng tôi cung cấp nhiều gói dịch vụ quảng cáo, đa dạng cho tất cả các doanh nghiệp thuộc mọi quy mô lớn nhỏ. Đội ngũ bán hàng giàu kinh nghiệm của chúng tôi sẽ giúp quý vị thông qua một quá trình hoàn tất để tạo ra một chiến dịch quảng cáo thật tuyệt vời. Quý vị cũng có thể cung cấp sản phẩm quảng cáo mà quý vị đã có sẵn. Hoặc đội ngũ sản xuất của chúng tôi cũng có thể giúp quý vị tạo ra một sản phẩm trên hơn 68 ngôn ngữ. Quý vị còn chờ gì nữa? Hãy bắt đầu nói chuyện với những khách hàng tiềm năng của mình ngay hôm nay. Hãy gửi email về sales@sbs.com.au.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Providing a safe and inclusive learning environment is a core mission of every Australian school community. But what should parents do when their child is being bullied at school? And what steps should they take if the bullying occurs online?
Any child experiencing cyberbullying, take screenshots, record the URLs before helping the child to mute or block the accounts.
Welcome to Australia Explained. You are listening to your host, Afnan Malik.
Even if you were to say to an adult at home or another trustworthy adult, I feel okay trying to work through this on my own right now, but at some point, if it continues, I might need your help.
To help answer these questions, we asked experts in education, psychology, and cyberbullying response for the latest advice and insights in this episode of Australia Explained. Bullying behavior comes in various forms and degree of harm. No matter the situation, experts say it should never be taken lightly. Dr. Deborah Green from the University of South Australia's Education Futures Department outlines the long-term impacts of bullying, not only for the victim, but also for the society. She considers the costs incurred for counseling support and medical needs.
One in four year four to year nine students in Australia actually report being bullied every few weeks or more often than that. So bullying's been reported to cost society $2.3 million Australian dollars, which is incurred while the child is at school and 20 years after they've graduated. But more importantly, this behaviour has significant negative impact on a person's mental health, quality of life and general well-being, not only while they're at school, but for years after graduation.
What type of behavior exactly constitutes bullying and what makes it different from non-harmful teasing? Dr. Green explains that the Australian definition describes bullying as the ongoing and deliberate misuse of power in relationships through repeated verbal, physical, and or social behavior that intends to cause harm. It can involve one person or a group misusing their power over one or more people.
Because when that sort of behavior causes harm to the person that is experiencing it and it's ongoing, it sort of crosses the line and becomes bullying. When Australian children were asked about bullying and teasing, they reported that hurtful teasing was the most common bullying behavior that they actually experienced. And this was followed by having hurtful lies told about them.
Dr. Green works alongside Dr. Carmel Taddeo on a research project for the Bullying No Way team, an Australia-wide government initiative supporting school communities in bullying prevention. Dr. Taddeo explains that while schools have different policies in place, every school is expected to have bullying prevention strategies, including raising awareness about gender diversity, disability, race and religious beliefs. Schools also have clear procedures on reporting bullying incidents and providing support to affected students.
Generally, once a bullying incident has been reported, information will be collected and documented to establish how best to intervene and what is needed to ensure the safety and well-being of the students. And in some instances, students may be referred to specialist supports and services, but of course, this would be discussed with students and their families. Now, if a student or parent carer is not happy with the steps taken by school, they can call the Education Department's Complaints Management Line.
When a child discloses a bullying experience, it's normal for the parent carer to experience a range of emotions, Dr. Tadio says. But it's important to reassure the child that you are there to support them. Dr. Tadio provides some practical advice for how to stay calm and effectively navigate the school reporting process.
A parent carer might start with requesting a meeting with the child's teacher or other appropriate staff members, such as a school counsellor. And when meeting with school staff, it's important to bring your notes in, explain what has happened, ask what specific steps will be taken and over what time period, ask about confidentiality and any support that may be available for their child if they choose to access. Also keep meeting notes each time you meet the school staff and continue to touch base to keep them informed and also so they can keep you informed about developments.
Paul Clark is the Executive Manager for Education, Prevention and Inclusion at the eSafety Commissioner, the government agency that helps Australians experiencing online bullying or abuse. He outlines the key actions needed when a cyberbullying incident occurs and explains when eSafety steps in.
Any child's experiencing cyberbullying, take screenshots, record the URLs before helping the child to mute or block the accounts. And then if you report it to the platform where the bullying is happening and the platform fails to act, by reporting it to esafety.gov.au, we've got those powers that require the removal of any seriously harmful content.
Cyberbullying can go beyond just nasty comments. Examples of more serious forms of cyberbullying reported to eSafety include fake impersonation accounts, threats of violence, and even sexually explicit content generated by students using AI, that is artificial intelligence technologies, to bully other students. But when receiving a report, eSafety investigators examine both the content and context to determine whether bullying has occurred. Mr. Clark again.
I'll give you an example where there was a young boy we helped out whose parents reported a series of posts and anonymous accounts that were mocking their son's love of buses. Now, from afar, something like that seems very trivial, but context is key. And this boy was living with disability and was experiencing a broad pattern of online abuse. So our investigators determined that it met the threshold for action and took steps to have it successfully removed.
In any suspected or confirmed case of cyberbullying, Mr. Clark advises parents to resist the urge to take away their child's device.
We understand that this comes from a very natural inclination to want to protect your child from harm, but it can have the effect of deterring children from asking for help in the future because they get scared their device will be taken away. So instead, we recommend that parents support their child through the situation together and ensure they've got the emotional support they need.
Jemmy Kendall is a counsellor at Kids Helpline, the free 24/7 telephone and online counselling service accessible to children as young as 5. He says that typical response strategies to bullying include walking away, using humour to deflect, or ignore the person exhibiting the bullying behaviour. However, Mr. Kendall explains that these strategies are short-term and encourages children to seek adult support if they are experiencing ongoing behavior or if it negatively impacts how they feel.
It can be really normal that we want to try and sort out on our own before reaching out to adults. But sometimes we might not recognize when it's actually time for them to step in. So talking to someone as soon as it starts happening is the best way to really have support in managing it. Even if you were to say to an adult at home or another trustworthy adult, I feel okay trying to work through this on my own right now. But at some point, if it continues, I might need your help.
For adults, the first thing to do is give the child the opportunity to voice what's happening, an empowering step towards dealing with the bullying experience. Ultimately, trustworthy adults in the life of the child need to work together as a network, Mr. Kendall says.
Even if you ask the young person what's happening for them and you still feel like maybe there is something going on, behaving in a way that a trustworthy adult might behave. So I know that you're telling me that something isn't happening, but I still have a feeling that maybe something is. Would you mind if I check in with one of your teachers at school just to see how things are going for you and if they're getting a different story? So we can work as a community to help support young people who are experiencing bullying. It doesn't just have to be them talking to one person.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Australia Explained. This episode was written and produced by Zoe Thomado and hosted by me, Afnan Malik. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Gamyan.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.